This is Morning Edition on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Emily Fox. And I'm joined by Capital correspondent Shayna Roth to unpack this week's midterm election. Good morning, Shayna.
Good morning, Emily.
Democrats swept top of the ticket races on Tuesday. How do you think that will impact the political landscape of Michigan?
Well, now we're going to be able to see at least some Democratic control. They took the governor's office as well as the secretary of state and the attorney general's office, and they also picked up some seats in the House and Senate. And we have been a state that has been really solidly under Republican control in all of those areas. And even though Democrats didn't take the House and Senate, they did pick up some of those seats. So we're seeing an increase in Democratic power. So at least there's you know, starting to be a little bit of a balance between the two powers in the state. But since the Republicans are now still in control of the legislature, it's probably going to mean one of two things. One is that they will learn to work together and will get policy that's a balance of both interests, or potentially nothing will get done and Republicans will stop the governor's agenda and the governor won't sign any Republican legislation. Now, Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer has said that she wants to work with the legislature. She wants to engage with them. She wants to bring back what's called a four quadrants meeting, which is where she meets with the leaders of both parties in both chambers. So we'll see if she's actually able to work with them and, you know, work across the aisle like she's been talking about. And just kind of looking forward, it's also possible that we're seeing the start of some momentum for Democratic candidates on a state level to continue to pick up more seats, especially if the redistricting proposal is smoothly implemented and the lines that were drawn by Republicans are thrown out. This could really have an impact on, you know, maybe our legislature is kind of shifting towards more Democratic than Republican control that we've seen in the past.
Do you think these political changes in state leadership will impact politics at the national level?
Yeah, and I think probably the biggest one will be that we are going to have an attorney general who has said that she is willing and ready to sue the Trump administration. So it's possible that we could see Michigan really getting involved in potentially multi-state lawsuits or even just Michigan trying to take on the Trump administration. So that's really going to potentially have an impact on the national level. And, you know, we did see a number of Democrats around the nation, you know, more of them take the governor's office, like Michigan. And those were states, in some cases, where Trump won that state. So it's possible that, like I said before, Michigan is going through some sort of a realignment. But I think what really, when we think about national politics, what all this means for Michigan is that come 2020, because Michigan went for Trump, now we have, you know, given those top offices to Democrats, we are very much a swing state. So we are going to be seeing a lot of attention in that 2020 presidential election.
Last week, we talked about some under-the-radar races. Remind us what those races were again and what their results tell us moving forward.
Yeah, the big one was the U.S. Supreme Court race. And what we saw was that incumbent Beth Clement took one of those seats, and newcomer and Democrat Megan Kavanaugh took the other seat, which was very interesting for Kavanaugh to take that spot because Curtis Wilder was the other incumbent justice. Both Wilder and Clement were Snyder appointees. They're Republicans. And they get that justice notation on the ballot. And a lot of times it's very hard for another candidate who's not that incumbent to overcome that. So to see another candidate take one of those spots was very interesting. And I think that that's probably a sign that we saw really a woman wave, you know, because Megan Kavanaugh got that over a male candidate, even though she didn't have that incumbent status, I think is really telling.
Voter turnout for Michigan's midterm election was the highest we've seen in 56 years. How do you think we got there?
Well, I think we got there just because there was a huge enthusiasm for this election. There was a lot of people who were frustrated with the Trump administration, and they seemed more motivated than ever to turn out. There were also, you know, a lot of support for the Trump administration. Those people were, again, motivated to come out. But we also saw a lot of different efforts to get out the vote, to get people registered to vote, to get people excited to vote. There were some efforts that were particularly focused on young voters. So we saw more young voters heading to the polls. So I think this is one of those things where it was the right election at the right time. There was already this enthusiasm about it on both sides of the aisle, but also there was this major effort that was put into getting more people out there to the polls.